protecting walnut trees from walnut bacterial blight in the spring. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Luke Milleron is a UCANR Orchard Crops Farm Advisor for Butte, Tehama, and Glenn counties, all in Northern California, where most of the walnut blight happens.
For some folks, walnut blight, you know, isn't even an issue depending on what their spring weather is like. Is there rain when the trees are really waking up and leafing out and unfurling? Whereas for folks up in my neck of the woods, you know, every year is a bad walnut blight year. And unfortunately, it is one of those diseases that's, in addition to what variety of tree you plant, there is going to be a strong spray component to managing this disease.
Milleron said that growers need to know when to spray.
That window of protection is going to be different, as I referenced the choice of variety. So if you have an early leafing variety, you're going to be out there for longer, exposed to more rain, potentially more sprays having to go out versus Chandler, maybe a little bit less.
Milleron said that copper has been the main go-to product, but the blight has been showing resistance to copper.
Using a material like mancozeb paired with copper has allowed us to have very good management of this disease. However, just as we developed resistance with copper, we're really concerned about developing resistance to mancozeb.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.